current news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some good news in the latest unemployment report.
The Labor Department is reporting a surprisingly strong 178,000 jobs that were created in March, a rebound from a dismal February. The unemployment rate for March dropped to 4.3%. Companies have been reluctant to hire because of higher interest rates, uncertainty over President Donald Trump's policies, and not knowing how artificial intelligence will affect their businesses. Most economists say the impact of the Iran war and higher energy prices are probably not fully reflected in last month's numbers. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Trump administration has scaled back its plans to dismantle a federal consumer agency. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When President Trump returned to the White House last year, he wanted to reduce the size of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to almost nothing. But under a new plan, the agency will still staff around 550 employees. That's down from the 1,700 workers during the Biden administration, but still bigger than the one Donald Trump envisioned. The plan is opposed by the Bureau's employee union and would likely require the approval of a federal judge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the White House is releasing details of President Trump's 2027 budget, including a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. And that's the largest of its kind in decades. The Republican president had indicated even before the war against Iran that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress, which handles the spending issues, but Congress is free to reject it. It often does. This is SRN News. A leading gay rights activist takes a stand on transgenderism, Michael Harrington reports.
Herndon Grattick used to be the president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He went on the podcast series Strange Bedfellows with Ben Kowalor and Andy Mills to say that he opposes letting children have puberty-blocking drugs to live as the opposite sex. Grattick says, quote, teenagers and kids should not be given the power to make these life-altering decisions. He admits that GLAAD was wrong on the issue. Michael Harrington reporting.
People who distribute or intend to distribute abortion-inducing medication in Mississippi could face a criminal charge and up to 10 years in prison if they're convicted under a bill lawmakers have just passed. Representative Celeste Hertz, a Republican, says she introduced the measure to, quote, keep doctors from out of state from circumventing our current law. This is SRN News. With Easter upon us, food safety experts are offering some egg handling advice.
They say you can dye eggs and eat them safely if they're handled right. We're told we should hard boil the eggs first to reduce the risk of salmonella, then follow the household 2-hour rule for the amount of time that eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are okay as long as they're labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outside, might be best to go with plastic eggs. Keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. Rich Thomason reporting.
Sales of Tesla vehicles rose over the past 3 months. The company's quarterly report, released on Thursday, showed sales rose 6% through January through March to a total of 358,023 vehicles. That recovery follows a year of plunging sales and the loss of Tesla's title as the world's biggest maker of electric vehicles. That boast now goes to a Chinese rival. More on these stories at srnnews.com.